Billy Ray and Miley Cyrus at New Country 95.5 KWNR. Miley Cyrus just added to the lineup for the big 2008 Houston Livestock Show.
She's one too?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they're getting a ton of people to do that.
Big act.
Montgomery Gentry right now, and what do you think about that? On New Country 95.5 KWNR.
Yeah, we're fairly.
95.5 KWNR.
It pertains to my everyday life, and it makes me want to just get up from what I'm doing and start dancing. Or no instinct to it. Even if I don't know the words, I'll just make them up.
Turn up your country. New Country 95.5 KWNR.
New Country 95.5 KWNR. And no one else on earth. That's Winona. Coming up on 9:30 right now, I'm Mark Stevens with brand new music for you from Mark Chestnut. This one's called Rollin' with the Flow on New Country 95.5 KWNR.
Once was a thought inside my head.
It's Mark Chestnut on New Country 95.5 KWNR. It's called Rollin' with the Flow. 9:31 right now. I'm Mark Stevens. Natalie is here. And according to a Canadian website, Canoe, strange website, Canoe.
Canoe.com?
I imagine it would be canoe.com.
Okay.
You know, there's different ways that people can meet artists. They can try and get meet and greet passes, which is great to go backstage before or after a concert and say hi.
Stalking.
Stalking would be another way. Taylor Swift has now run into some people who have found different ways to get her autograph.
Oh, gosh.
One of her fans smashed her car into her car. To get an autograph.
She admitted that's why she did it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because she then said that the person went out and grabbed a piece of her taillight and said, can you autograph this piece of taillight for me?
Of course she did.
Taylor's only 18. She has a long, long driving career ahead of her.
Yes. Let's hope she didn't.
9:32 right now. Holidays mean you spend more money.
10 p.m. The reason I like country music is because it has a good beat and you can dance to it.
See, country listeners can be anybody.
Back to more of your music. New Country 95.5. KWNR.
Morgan and Tough on New Country 95.5 KWNR. It's 9:44. A sunny day today and 53 for the high. Maybe some clouds will roll in, but at least no chance for some rain, which is good. It's 42 right now, and Gretchen Wilson, she's ready for the party, and she's coming up next.
Discover it.
Yeah, when I'm stuck on the 95, I turn it up.
New Country 95.5. KWNR.
Tracy Byrd on New Country 95.5 KWNR. That's the Keeper of the Stars. It's 9:56. It's pretty much going to wrap things up for us. We're coming back tomorrow with hopefully less symptoms. More music, less symptoms. That's our new slogan here.
More music, less symptoms.
Yeah. Less cold. More music.
I'm definitely going to be saying my prayers for you tonight.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Why?
Because you don't feel well.
Oh, yeah.
And you keep saying, Natalie, I might throw up.
Well.
And that scares me because I'm not far from you.
Oh, see, that's why you've been hiding behind the...
Because I'm in...
Dallas. All right, that was fun to hit. Okay, back tomorrow. Let's see. Oh, tomorrow we got a big interview tomorrow. We're talking to a guy who used to be on L.A. Law. He was also in those Major League movies. He played the third baseman on the Indians in the Major League movies. I'm talking about Corbin Burnson.
Yes.
He's got a brand new show on the Game Show Network that starts tonight, so I'll be able to watch that and then ask him questions about that.
Called Psycho.
It's not what it's called.
It's not?
No. Why do you keep saying it's called Psycho?
Because that's what the lady said to me.
I think she was saying that you might be psycho. The show is called How Much Is Enough?
Oh, it's... Okay, I get it. He's the host of the new game show How Much Is Enough and co-star on the U.S. original series Psych. That's where I got that. Oh, Mark.
So much for those questions.
You need to go back to bed.
I'm not the one who's been calling the show by the wrong name. Anyway, it's a brand new show on Game Show Network tonight called How Much Is Enough?